council ready?
You know what, that's a good idea, because I look at it.
Benny, you ready? Mary, you ready?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Brian, everybody, Gloria?
Yes, sir.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Like to welcome everybody to the committee of the whole meeting of Walton Hills, Tuesday, May 14th, 2019, at 7 p.m.
Councilperson Linville?
Present.
Brenner Miller?
Here.
Allen?
Here.
Terlouwski?
Here.
Nielsen?
Here.
Spitznagle?
Here.
All council present, along with our fiscal officer, Katie Iconis, our law solicitor, William Mason, our street commissioner, and zoning inspector, Rob Kelman. And in a little bit, I think, Tom Jordan is going to come here tonight and join us, too, for executive session. So you see him come in the audience. Okay. Next item of business, persons having business before council, item three. Anybody? Come on up to the mic, Ken. That's all right. Is that, that's okay, take your time.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Ken Lisinski. I live on Orchard Hill Drive. I'm here tonight because of a problem I have with Mr. Coleman. He's been harassing me for years. I couldn't do much about it when he had the protection or maybe even orders from Kevin Hurst. It all started when I turned down Mr. Hurst to surround my property with landscaping. I was told to purchase the property south of me, improve it, which would cost very much money, and all the customers from the deli and the restaurant would have to walk up to it. I refused. And since then, I've had nothing but problems. The latest, I gave everybody Mr. Coleman's rejection of my permit. And I'd like to ask him some questions. First, is this your writing in red?
Yes.
Yeah. Rob, you don't.
Yeah, this isn't a trial, Ken. Go ahead with your thing. Nobody's on trial. Okay. Not our employees. He can answer you if he wants to.
Well, page two, properties owner's affidavit. He has written there that the contractor must be registered. Mm-hmm. There is no contractor. The application clearly shows that I'm going to be doing it. So I'd like you, sir, to respond to that.
He can respond at the end if he wants, whatever. We'll respond to you, Ken, whether he responds or not. That will be okay.
Page one, he says the work of your contractor, there is none, is not acceptable. I'm not sure what he means by that. And he says, please read the info from the engineer attached. I'm not sure what he means about that. He says on page three, the site plan, that the drawing must be drawn to scale. It is to scale. And as to the striping, I checked with the state of Ohio. They do not have a ordinance for existing properties to stripe, which the inspectors swore to at the last hearing. During the trial a couple years ago, Mr. Coleman made me get rid of the chairs outside, which proved the last straw for Eddie, the owner of the deli. People would buy a sandwich and sit outside, and they couldn't do that. We had to take in the ice machine. He lost 50% of his business. That was the last straw, and he left. It was a shame. He was a nice person. I hired a plumbing company. they have a device called a locator, and they've shown definitely that the sewer was put through my property. Mr. Coleman said that there was no plans for the repair. Seems strange. They run a brand new sewer line and they have no plans for it. So I'm ready for questions.
Mayor?
Yes, go ahead, Bill.
I believe that Mr. Osinski's referring to the citation he got from the village maybe 2 years ago. They went to trial maybe a year and a half ago, and that you were ordered by the court to repair the parking lot. And I think you're coming up for a hearing before the court in the next day or two, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think this whole matter is with the judge at Garfield Municipal Court for you to fall into compliance with. She's the one who's going to enforce that.
Right. But you don't feel that Mr. Coleman was out of line in writing these things down and denying a permit?
I don't have any comment on that at all. I'm saying that this is being handled by the judge at the municipal court now. You were tried and convicted in order to repair it, and she's dealing with that.
And I tried to repair it, but he won't give me a permit. I started to repair it, and the police came and stopped me.
And I mean, I don't think that is for us. It's for the court. I really think that's what's... You're left with the municipal court. You had your appeal. You tried it to the court. They found you guilty. They put you on probation and ordered you to fix it. That's where you are now.
And
when you fix it, it'll be the judge who will say, good job or bad job, or you're good or you're bad, but it's not...
Well, how could I work on that if I don't have a permit? That. And the police stopped me. No one would like to comment on that?
Well, I'll make it. I can't comment on it because I'm going to refer Ken to the law solicitor, because first of all, this is something that, as Bill has mentioned, went to court. The judge made a ruling. This body, from what I know, and myself, can't go against a judge that makes a ruling. From what I see in front of me, the judge, from what we have, the packet you received from Mr. Kalman and Joe Gelati, is very specific things to how to repair that. Whether or not you were following them or not, that's not up to me. I don't know that. I'm not the engineer. But I would agree with Bill, when you go to court, if you think he stopped you unjustly, I guess that would be something to tell the judge, correct?
Certainly.
And then...
Isn't it quite clear that the permit that I applied says that I'm doing the job, there's no contractor, and he insists on getting money to register a contractor?
Well, yeah, I couldn't tell you. Like, when I seen that in the mailbox yesterday, and I know you put it in everybody's mailbox, I referred to Bill, who's our law solicitor, because mm-hmm. it's something that went in front of the court, and it's litigation. What this body can't overturn what a judge says. And
I'm not asking you to overturn it.
Well,
I'm very willing to resurface the parking lot, but I can't because he won't give me a permit.
If I read this, what he said is not that you can't have a permit, that you were installing it with unacceptable material.
Well, what's unacceptable?
I'm not a contractor.
Well, but either am I.
Well, I'll read what I have that supposedly you supposedly got. Standard resurfacing, this is from Joe Gelati, and you mm-hmm. received this, okay? And this is, then I'm done, because I can't, it's in the court, let the court have it. But this is what we have, and all of counsel has it in front of us. From Joe Gelati to Rob Kalman, which was forwarded to you from what I understand in the fact. Is that clear, Rob?
Yes.
And I guess this went to court, this is part of it, and the judge ruled on this. This is what we're told. Standard resurfacing for an asphalt commercial parking lot would consist of planing the existing asphalt, which means taking off the layer, an average depth of 2 inches to a smooth surface free from irregularities by use of a self-propelled planing equipment, new asphalt per Ohio Department of Transportation item 441 would be installed to a depth of 2 inches by use of self-contained spreading equipment and steel drum rollers. The finished parking lot is to be striped per village code, including the proper ADA accessible handicap parking lot. So that's up to the judge. Ken, I'm not taking one side or the other. It's in court. It will be up to the judge and the rule whether or not the village is doing it right or you're doing it right. And that's where it's at. It went to court.
May I ask him a question? May I ask him a question?
I would tell him no. I mean, if you got questions, you want to address the body, by all means.
All right, the material that I had delivered to my property, is that considered asphalt?
I didn't look at it. I'm following our building department, as we rely on our building department, our law solicitor, and our engineers to make decision, Ken, and they made a decision. This body, we don't know whether it's asphalt or not, but I can tell you this, our engineer, along with our building department, probably knows. So they made a decision on it, and you're going to court Thursday, the 16th, is that correct?
Right.
So I think you'll have the right forum for this. Not this body here.
I'm very disappointed.
What are you disappointed? What if I said, hey, you're doing it right, the judge doesn't care what I think.
The judge didn't say to do it right or wrong. She said to do it.
Right.
And I attempted to do it.
Well, it will be up to her to make a ruling on it.
How about the sewer part?
You can ask. Well, talk to counsel too. I'm not saying anything. I'm going to take the advice of our attorney as a law solicitor. Take the advice. We're in litigation. It went to court. Mm-hmm. I don't want to subject the village to anything. This is who I confer to. What's your suggestion, Bill?
Would it be incorrect for me to tell the judge that you refused to do anything?
Ask Bill.
Yeah, I think that would. I mean, you started something, you were stopped from doing it because in the village's opinion, it wasn't acceptable what you were doing.
All right. May I ask, how many places planed down their parking lots? I would say none. Why would you want to take a 4-inch base and take off 2 inches, right, and end up at 4 inches? Rather than start off at 4 inches and put 2 inches more and have 6 inches. Why would you do that? And I think Mr. Gelati's memos are not for ordinances. I don't see any ordinance number on there passed by council. I think that's something where they go to bid on for projects such as you're gonna be repaving Alexander Road. Then they plan it down. Ken, a planer would not fit on my property.
Ken, you got to understand something. You went to court, and there was a ruling made. Mm-hmm. This body wasn't even involved along with me. And you're asking us to change something.
I'm not asking you to change it.
We can't change it. We can't even give a permit. We can't even give a fair opinion.
I'm asking for a permit. I'm not asking for the change of ruling. The ruling was to resurface the parking lot. I'm attempting to do that. I had the material delivered. But I can't do it. He had the police stop me because I don't have a permit. And you don't even allow me to question him.
No, it's not that. He's not on trial.
I'm not saying he's on trial. I'm just asking what's on Saturday.
Do you go on Wednesday or Thursday? Do you go Thursday?
It looks like I'm going to have.
Yeah. So that will be the place to, I think, settle.
Right. Can I have a recording of this?
It's
consultant?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you see to that? Thank you. I have both trials, a DVD of both trials. And it's obvious during the second one because they ask direct questions in which they lied to. And if I have to, I'll go down to Columbus with the Attorney General and ask that this whole matter be investigated.
You have a right to that. We're not trying to stop you. Ken, we can't make a decision. We can't get involved in a decision that's already been made.
I believe you can get a decision for him to give me a permit.
No, we can't.
We can't order him to give anybody a permit to do anything. That's his job to do. Mm-hmm. I'm not qualified to tell him the permit should be issued.
Mm. Very disappointing.
No, that would be wrong for somebody in my position without the qualifications of that department to make decisions based on maybe location, personalities, thing. We have to take this body here, and along with myself, we have to take the opinion of the professionals.
Well, is he a commercial building inspector?
No, Safe Built was, and we do have Safe Builds.
Pardon me?
Safe Built was.
They didn't sign anything.
No, but go ahead, Ron.
I apologize.
Go right ahead.
I'll make a couple comments real quick. I'll speak loud enough so I'm on the recording. Safe Built doesn't enforce parking lot standards, I do. That's outside the building. Inside the building on a commercial structure, that's by the Board of Building Standards. The inspector is responsible for the building, its components, and 5 feet outside the building. Mm-hmm. I'm responsible for the parking lot.
Okay.
Okay? So, everybody's very clear. The letter that Mr. Montello sent to Mr. Olaczynski that I drafted, the reason I marked up Mr. Olaczynski's paperwork there is number two. I believe your material was delivered sometime last week, am I correct?
No, this was delivered the 6th.
Okay. March 1 of this year, a letter was sent to you. Enclosed was 4 steps of what you needed to comply with in order to obtain a permit. Number 2, a permit must be applied for by the property owner or contractor. When applying for the permit, a drawing to scale must be submitted indicating the striping layout of parking spaces, including ADA accessible spaces. I have attached code section for your reference 129211, construction standards, and section 129208, parking design standards. That wasn't complied with. That's why you were shut down. Additionally, your parking lot's not milled. No full depth repairs have been made and has not been milled.
Say that again.
It has not been milled. You have not milled the surface of it.
Oh, milled. Okay.
Throwing material on top of a failing parking lot, that's not resurfacing.
Everybody does that.
No.
Would you name one company that plans their parking
lot? Manway Manufacturing on Crick Road 2 years ago. Milled to fill. Mm-hmm. Property. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what the judge has to say, because I instructed, this was my instructions on March 1. None of them were followed. I think that's all I have.
Thank you. Very disappointing. Very, very disappointing. This man didn't have the courtesy to come up to me in person and say, Ken, you're doing something wrong. He sent out the police.
Of course. Because you come in here and tell Lisa I'm Kevin Hirsch prostitute, or she made notes here last December.
Rob. No debate. Okay. No debate.
That's why I don't come to you for a mm-hmm. sir.
Why did you make me, may I ask one question about rain barrels?
There will be no, go ahead.
Does the Village of Walton Hills endorse rain barrels or condemn them?
If they're within code, I can't answer that. Why would we condemn them?
NORC supports them in a residential area.
Right.
There's no benefit for a business district. We went to NORC and spoke to them specifically about Mr. Olaczynski's rain barrels. There's no incentive for the business.
Oh, well, that he
so answered. That was a call by NORC.
What's the call of Walton Hills?
Do you want us to give you money for putting up rain barrels? What do you want us to do?
Well, he made me take it down. There was a luncheon given by Kevin Hirsch a couple months before the trial where he was promoting rain barrels. And there was,
right.
I don't know how many businessmen.
I remember that, sure.
There was how many businessmen. So for him to say that businesses don't qualify, that's not right.
Well, what Rob said was the sewer district said businesses don't qualify and they won't give you any rebate.
I didn't ask for a rebate.
No, but that's what he said. But Ken, we're not here. This isn't a trial, and you have complaints. You can always make an appointment, and we can meet I would meet with any resident for a complaint, but we're certainly not going to put an employee on trial here.
Well, fine.
If you want to take something offline, make an appointment with me, share your complaints. You can call any council person and share your complaints. If you have questions for Mr. Mason, he's here on Mondays.
Well, I'd like to meet with Mr. Spitznagel. He's been here an awful long time. May I ask how long you've been a councilman?
13 years, same as
13?
Denny. Yeah.
I thought it was much longer.
Sometimes it seems.
And that's up to them, Ken. I'm sure they would. I think anybody on this body, if any resident calls and wants to meet with them, they would meet with them.
I would have no problem meeting with
them. And I feel the same way as mayor.
Well, can we make a date now?
Who do you want to make a date with?
Anyone.
No, I'll tell you what. I don't have my calendar in front of me. I have a calendar.
I know you're very busy.
That I go by. But you can call the office, and I'm sure we can find a date that works for both me and you. I'm certainly not going to set up nothing right now. I can't. No, I don't even have a calendar in front of me.
That's I can call you, Kate, if I may call you, Kate.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Any other councilmen would like to attend? Mr. Nielsen? Gloria?
Well, we can't have it as a group. You can't have more than three council people because it'd be a quorum.
Well, I got two.
You know, that's fine. Just let you know that.
Ms. Allen?
They know that.
Okay.
I will forward the mayor my dates of availability next week.
I'm available all the time. I'm retired. So the only thing I do is I fill in for my brother. He's been diagnosed with an enlarged heart, so he can't work.
That's terrible.
And I have to fill in for him.
Okay.
But I'm available anytime. I appreciate it, Ms. Allen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And go over there's a lot more here, and I don't want to tie up all of you for this. But like I say, I've been harassed by him for a long time.
Okay.
And I don't think it's becoming of an appointed official to act like he's doing.
Well, I'm gonna say something. I'm gonna make a comment because I think it'd be unfair if I didn't. Okay. Since Mr. Kalman's been employed, whether I was a council or as a mayor, and from what I've seen, but I have no problem listening to your complaints off the record, not in a public forum, because I don't think it's a professional way for me to do that. But with Mr. Kalman here, and if any other employee, I can tell you, at least since I've known him, has always acted professional. If he's acted different, then it would be up to me to talk to him about that and take the necessary action relating to whatever the complaint is. Whatever has gone on, maybe you feel under the former mayor, that's the past. That's how I look at it. I'm not going to address any of that because I'm not part of that.
Right. I don't know if Mr.
Okay.
Kalman.
But I can tell you this. I'm not, as far as I'm concerned, Mr. Kalman does a very good job and is very competent in his position. Okay? I just want to make that clear because why wouldn't I, if I feel that way, which I do, and I think he does a great job in his position, and he's very competent. So I don't want this to become a debate here and take shots, no different than I wouldn't want one of the employees or any of us here to not be professional to a resident or anybody that comes before this body. So, Ken, I think we're going to, unless you have anything further to say, I think the best thing, you want to make an appointment, you can call Katie or call the office, whoever answers the phone, and we can come up with a day and we can meet. And I'm sure if you want to have other council people there along with yourself, that would be fine.
Well, Mr. Spitznagel, I have a lot of respect for.
Good.
Thank you.
Mr. Nielsen, I have respect for. And Ms. Allen, I have respect for.
Thank you.
I appreciate her keeping the residents apprised of what's going on.
Good.
Thank you.
And I think if you would like to attend, I'd appreciate it. I know you're a busy man.
No, I have no problem being there. I just can't make a date right now while you're
right.
Staying.
I understand. I'll be glad to call. Like I said,
right.
I'm available anytime.
I'm sure we'll come up with a good time for both.
When should I call, Kate?
I'm not in tomorrow, Thursday. You can call me. I'll be here at 8:30.
Or you can call the office. You can talk to Nancy or Lisa. You talk. I know you've talked to Lisa all the time. Lisa can do that too.
Yeah.
Give her a couple days or whatever, or I can After I look at my calendar tomorrow, I can tell Lisa, Nancy, or even Angela, everybody in the office, they know when I'm here and when I'm not, and I can work that out.
One other thing, Kate, if I may, I'd like to know the name of a councilman that was here about 21 years ago. Can we do that?
There's nobody on this body up here now.
No, I mean, I know, probably retired or whatever.
So the list of councilmen from 21 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or perhaps a list, you know.
Washtenaw would have been, maybe. I don't think Knapp was earlier than that.
Dave may have been.
Yeah.
Or George Main, or
Bob
Sages.
Bob Kingsinger.
Bob Kingsinger was.
Bob Kingsinger.
But I'll look it up.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we have a list.
And may I ask Mr. Coleman if the material I have there is acceptable for resurfacing?
I didn't look at it, I don't know.
It's cold asphalt.
I wouldn't resurface with cold patch.
Oh, I didn't ask that, I said, is it acceptable?
No.
No? Why?
Because you don't resurface a parking lot with cold patch.
Sure you do.
Well, you just said at the beginning of your conversation, you're not a contractor, but you're telling me what's right.
Because the last time I did.
Okay, guys, that's it. Ken, I think that when it comes to the parking lot, and we were advised, when it comes to the parking lot up there, and Rob, you're done, and when it comes to the parking lot, I think Bill, our lost listener, has made it very clear that should be taken up in the court because it started in the court. A ruling was made in the court. You have a court date for Thursday, the 16th, relating to the parking lot. Things outside of the parking lot, that's okay, but when it comes related to the asphalt in the parking lot, I think that needs to go to the court.
Well, in short, you don't wish to help me.
What's that?
In short, you do not wish to help me. That's what it is.
I don't think we have the authority or the power to help you when it comes to the paving of your parking lot. You and the village went to court, a ruling was made, like Mr. Mason said, and now it's being worked out. I don't see where myself or this body can get involved in that. Is that correct, Bill?
Absolutely. The judge has made a decision.
The ruling of the court was to resurface
the parking lot.
There wasn't any details.
Well, then she'll tell you that on Thursday. She'll let you know that it's okay that you didn't finish the parking lot.
Okay. So I can expect Mr. Coleman to be there so I can question him?
That will be up to Mr. Montello has been the one, and you know that, Ken. Mr. Montello, which is the village's prosecutor, mm-hmm. has been the one involved in that case.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be Mr. Montello's call who he takes with him because he's the professional who represents the village. So it will be his call. It's not my call to direct our prosecutor or our law solicitor in legal matters. Or anybody here. We just don't have that authority.
I apologize for taking up so much time.
No, you don't have to apologize.
Not at all.
You're a resident. Thank you. You have a right for that.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ken.
Any other residents have any comments? Any comments from council? Okay, we'll move on to item number 5. Brian, I know I put it on the agenda. I know we talked
in
a short thing. Information committee update. We were talking about the directory, and I didn't know if you had any updates. So
yeah, thank you, Mayor. Since I talked to you, I don't have much information. I was hoping I'd have a lot more than I have right now, but I don't have really any much more information than I had last week. I did contact Crystal Greenwell from the other publisher. I emailed her last week, and she did not get back to me. I called her today, and that was after you and I spoke early this morning. And she had not received my email, but we spoke, and she is going to come, or not come, she's going to give us a proposal. She will have it, she said, by Friday. We talked about the directory itself and what it looks like and things like that. She's going to give us a price both for black and white and for some color only because she said that
sometimes color advertisements, and she does have a list of advertisers that she can contact, local businesses. And sometimes those color ads are more profitable in the long run than black and white ads. Mm-hmm. So she's going to give us a price on that. Saturn Press has not gotten back to me yet with a proposal as of yet. So that's where we're at right now. I know we do put it in the journal, and I believe it's going to go in the OWL also. And I believe the deadline for that is July 1, I think, yes. We have time to figure this out and make sure we have all the data, and we can do this in June. I'm confident we can pick somebody and run with it.
Very good.
Thank you.
Any questions for on the
no.
Council, everybody good? Okay, any questions from audience, residents? Okay. We'll move on to Infrastructure Committee, road repairs. I know last week Mr. Linville talked about, we touched base a little bit on, because we've been talking about the Horseshoe, Tulip, Hickory, and Chestnut. And then Mr. Kalman, that's why Mr. Kalman's here tonight, him and Joe Gelati, who handled the streets, talked about, well, if we don't do that project, you know, at almost $400,000, and that comes out of the village capital, we have to do some type of road program, because there's some roads, including that area, that the Horseshoe, that's very bad. And Rob mentioned, well, I thought we weren't going to look at that until we get, you mentioned the $80,000 part of that road program that we talked about. So him and Joe Gelati got together, and Joe, even though it was sent to me, the letter, it went, I didn't attach that. We got a grant from, the Cuyahoga County was addressed to me, but Joe got it, and we got $52,000 for material, for the material for crack sealing and striping, and that is detailed with certain roads. So they thought what we should do is put a bid package together for the $132,500. That's $80,000 that we would put towards it that we were talking about. And then there's engineering costs, which they included their engineering cost. He gave a rough estimate, about $8,000. And then there's the $52,000 grant money that we're getting from the county that we don't have to pay back. So it'd be a total of $132,500. Okay? And in that letter that Joe put together that you have in front of you talks about that. And it also talks about the Horseshoe, which we have said is the worst. And they talked about, he said, well, if we do some of those repairs, because they said that the Horseshoe has some areas, and Rob, you could probably talk to it better than me, that there's some full depth repairs that need to be made there, and then if we do those to get by and do it next year or the following year, depending on finances, you wouldn't have to redo those. It wouldn't be like we're doing those full depth repairs and then we go to repave it and we have to do it again. You just wouldn't do them. They'd be done already. Okay? So it's not like, so you'd be saving money down the road. And Rob's, and I wanted to make that clear to you, if you guys have any questions for Rob, because we certainly don't want to make repairs and then a year later go right over the top and say, well, why did we do that if it was a waste? But those full depth repairs would have had to be done anyways. And doing them ahead of time isn't going to hurt. It just would get us by. So I guess it's nothing we have to vote on right now, but I think it's something we, you know, you give permission to go out for the bids, and then we vote. Once the bids come back, we vote on whether or not to accept them. But I think we all know we have to do some repairs to our roads. As much of a, we'd like to spend millions to do a lot of them. I know I get beat up all the time with Barkley Estates because our streets are real bad, that development's real bad back there, but we know it's over $500,000 to do that. The village can't afford that right now. We talked about the horseshoe. We know that's close to $400,000. Those other roads, the main roads, we understand we get grant money for those, we get loans for those, but these secondary roads, we don't. They have to come fully, we have to fully fund them. We did get some material grant money, which has been that's a big plus for this. So I just kind of want to throw that out there. I know in our meeting last week, it didn't seem, and I understand if I was on council, I'd be, and I feel as the mayor, the same way, you know, we've asked the residents, we're taking a lot more from the residents with the sewer, the taxes, and stuff. So we know we have to give some repairs. We're going to get a new leafer. We're going to talk about that. We got the police car to talk about with what happened in the police car the last couple days. So we know we're spending some of that capital, which we know we have to give those good services to the residents. But at the same time, it'd be nice to build that reserve a little bit, balance the budget a little bit. So I just wanted to throw that out. You know, do we want to move forward with this? And then if something comes forward or we see we look better at the end of the year, maybe we can talk about doing something. But Joe and Rob have put this together, so I just wanted to bring it. It's at least a lot easier to swallow. Because I think we have to, minimum, do this. We have to at least do this $132,000 because we know we got to address the roads, even if we just make some repairs. So I don't know if anybody has any questions. Rob, do you want to add anything for anybody to ask any questions, or did I cover it okay?
You had a great explanation.
Okay.
The pulled out repairs will not be a waste.
Okay.
And they're needed.
So it's something to think about. We don't have to, I don't have enough, we don't have legislation on it. We brought it up last week. Rob brought up about the $80,000 we talked about a couple months ago. But I think in June would be the latest if we're going to do something. You know, mm-hmm. If we're going to make the decision like Joe says, and Rob, you're getting into the year, you don't want to put it out for bid later than in June. If you want, if you're comfortable with it, and when you give me the okay, what you would do first, correct me if I'm wrong, right, Katie? We get permission to go out for bids, and then when the bids come in, that's when you make the final decision by a vote, by what bid you accept.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
So total construction costs for this project, we have $132,005 plus the engineering costs, $8,250. That's $140,750. Minus the $52,500 for
correct.
The crack seal material. So that's a net cost to the village of $88,250. That's what it would cost
right.
us to do this
exactly.
project. And it's been my experience over the years that when Mr. Sheehy puts these estimates together, they're skewed a little bit to the high side. I would not be surprised once we get quotes that the project would probably end up being less than the $88,250 net to the village. So I think my thoughts are in line with yours, Mr. Mayor. I think that we should go ahead and allocate the money to do this project. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, go ahead, Mary.
I know from, this is what I do, these bids and contractors and all. And 90% of the time when these contractors make bids and they use the engineer's estimate, they want to come in lower because they want the job. Mm-hmm. And only rarely are they all over the engineer's estimate. So I agree with Mr. Spitznagel. That's what I'm trying to say, is that it'll probably come in less than that. And I think it should be done because before it gets so bad that we're paying out more good money after
right.
bad. So
I would think twice about this if the mayor and Rob said, well, yeah, you're going to do this, these full depth repairs, but if you, you know, once we do the road, it's got to be done again. You know, that would change my opinion drastically.
Right.
But since it does not have to be done again, then it's not throwing good money after bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, my opinion.
And if anybody has any questions, you can always call Don or Joe. Joe's one who's been working on it, put this together. I know if you look at the second page in the package there where the letter we received from the county, and I know Joe and Rob worked very hard on that to work with the county to get this grant for the material. You see we're getting $70,000 for Tinker's Creek from Dunham to our line there. And that's for material, which wouldn't be done until 2020. You see he has in the letter there. Just so if you see that there, you wonder what's with that. But it's mentioned in the front letter. I wanted to mention that. But that's something to talk about in 2020. And believe it or not, I have gotten calls as mayor about that portion, that it should be paid. It hasn't been paid in years. Actually two calls when I first, in last August. But so that now that was, you'll see it's for resurfacing, but it's $70,000. So the county has been very good to the village. So we appreciate Armin Budish.
Been better than the state. To us.
But I just wanted to make that point because you'll see that 70. And it is on the bottom of the letter. Joe talks about that.
Mm-hmm. Do we have, Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry, I apologize. Do we have, speaking of that road, do we have, has the engineers given you any estimates of that total amount of road project that we're looking for in 2020?
Go ahead, Rob, because I'm not aware of that. Go ahead.
No.
Okay.
you're speaking about Tinker's Creek?
Yes, with the $70,000 grant.
No, not for
okay.
That.
Okay, thank you.
That most likely will cover materials.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Yeah, so I was just wondering if we knew we were looking at another $40,000 or $240,000. I don't know. Just for planning
purposes. It'll be closer to 40 than 40.
Okay.
No, they haven't been that out yet, but the 70 is sufficient to cover, so you're just talking about the mill and the placement. So.
Okay, thank you.
What was your guesstimate, Rob? 40,000? Or were you being sorry? Well, we can't hold you to it, but did you have a guess?
No, he just said it would be closer to the 40,000.
It would be closer to 40 than 240.
Okay, that's what I was curious. I thought that's what you said. I was
for labor.
Right.
So.
I was curious if that's what you said. So I guess where we're at with that, to digest it, and we could even talk about it a little bit in caucus if you council says, you know, next Tuesday that, you know, we should move forward with it for them to prepare the bids, put it out for bid, and then go from there. Even at that time, we don't have to accept them. You know, something changes, but at least we'd be ahead of the project. So think about it. If we need more discussion, we can always have the discussion in June, too.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, go ahead, Jennifer.
Looking at the report 52 that Katie sent, we're still in line for a $492,000 surplus at the end of the year. But this is only through the end of April so far. That being said, we're also looking at a leafer that we obviously need. We're going to be looking at a police car that we obviously need. The residents need to see that the cutbacks that the village has taken from the residents, I'm just kind of stuck because the residents need to see that we're still doing something for them, mm-hmm. and roads are certainly a thing, but we also have the possibility of a debt issuance for $400,000 for Northfield Road being expanded this year.
Right.
So that's another huge hit. I just want everybody to remember. I want our residents to get something. That's why I think the leafer is a good thing. It's something that the residents, are going to
essentially use, you know, it's being used for the residents. And we certainly need streets, but I just think that we need to still try to be prudent with what we're doing. And I do know, Rob, that as it goes on, it's just going to get worse and it's going to cost more. So just saying, I'm kind of at a crossroads. That's all.
And Jennifer, with that said, I think that's where, you know, Rob and Joe being at the last meeting kind of felt and seen the reaction of council when we talked about doing those three streets on a total repaving and felt and said, well, you know, let's see if we can make something a little more acceptable, you know, so the roads don't get worse and make those repairs in the horseshoe where it's definitely needed. So I think that's where the $88,000 is a lot easier to swallow
than the $400,000 for the whole horseshoe. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the minimum. Talking to them, we couldn't do anything. That would be the lowest we would be able to go.
I just wanted to, we need to watch everything. But the residents do need to see that something's being done and repairs are being made. It's just a hard thing. That's all.
Yep.
Okay, anybody want to add anything to that, council?
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, go ahead, Mayor.
I totally agree with Ms. Allen 100%, but my feeling would be to put it out to bid, and then at least we've got a number of the lowest bidder. And even if we decide we are not going to go forward with it, at least we know what's out there.
I
totally agree with you. But I think it would at least give us a solid number, and then we would know what we would have to do. That's just my opinion. So.
Very good.
Okay. Well, why don't you digest it, and we can talk about it, and then maybe next Tuesday, if everybody's good, I'll give Rob and Joe permission to put the bid package together. Okay, any questions from the residents on that topic? Okay. We'll move on to item number 7. Fred, did you want to talk about it? You want me to? Because I know this is another thing. Just like the situation, Stan came to me yesterday with the police car and with this memo together. So I just kind of briefed Fred before the meeting here. But go ahead, Fred.
Well, the letter that Stan sent the chief, and we lost one of our police vehicles. The motor went out in it, and we had talked about purchasing a new vehicle, cost of $35,127. That's for one vehicle, plus the adding the cages to it, the lights to it. So I think it's somewhere around another $6,000 for that, because these are new vehicles and a lot of stuff can't be transferred over. Going to need new cages, I think they said, and the lights won't fit from the old vehicle, so we're going to have to get new. This vehicle had 121,000 miles on it, but as Stan put in his letter, it's when these cars are idling, it's the same as putting over 200,000 miles on a car. So it's they take a lot of abuse, but we had already talked about this here probably a month. 2 months ago about we're going to have to replace some of these cars. You can't have a vehicle in a chase, in a police chase, at 100,000 miles or more. The insurance, as I understand it, does not cover it. Or they're,
right.
If something
they will
happens.
Cover it, but their recommendation is,
their
is
recommendation.
Not to go
okay.
Over.
That's what it is. Okay. So at that point, We need to replace a vehicle. And so I'd like to get that moving forward if we could.
What happened, and you have the letter, exactly what Fred said, 7418 and 7483 were the two cars we talked about last month. when the chief came to the COW meeting and presented to us that those were the two vehicles to replace. And then it was either Wednesday or Thursday, they noticed on 7418, it was very little power to the motor, making noise. They took it to the dealership. It's still running, but it has one bad cylinder, the ring thing. You certainly can't get up to speed. The recommendation is a motor replacement at $8,700. So that's not going to take place because we'd be putting money in a car that would be replaced. And even to filter it into our service department or our rec department, it's probably not going to happen. It's probably going to go on gov.com for deals for sale. So
Mr. Mayor, just like
Fred said, so we're that car is out of commission.
Mr. Mayor,
go ahead.
We also talked about the price. Brian was just asking me the price on two cars, and they gave us a price of, now this is from Gillingham Ford, $70,254, and that would then with the extras, it's another, it's $12,000, of course, doubles. So just we had talked because we have two, we had two cars over the mileage. That's what we had originally talked about replacing two. So now that one's gone, we absolutely need to replace that one.
Yeah, the one other one you're talking about, you're right, Fred. It's got 114,000
yeah,
miles.
Yeah, we can't put that back. I mean, that can be we have some that can be cycled out, and then the ones with 114,000 miles. At least we can keep that one and use that. So the others, then the older models, then we can get rid of them. So,
Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, go ahead, Jennifer.
Fred, was that? Is there a discount? I don't remember. I know I've got the papers here somewhere.
Yeah, that was the number. That was the discounted number. 70,254 for two vehicles.
For two of them, compared to what was it for just the one?
The one was
50.
It was 34,354.61.
Plus the
Now the equipment. They had it priced at, this is the number they gave us for two vehicles, was $12,000.
Right.
Now, that might have been discounted. It may cost, if we just do one, now I don't know because he didn't give us the numbers, but if we just did one, it might be $7,000.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know. He didn't give us that number.
No, that's because I thought it was like 35, so 70 is about, the same price and stuff, although inflation, obviously,
and then,
as the years go on.
Right. And then for three cars, it was $105,381, just in case you wanted to know. So.
Thank you. Just so I have it on my notes here.
They'd really love us, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
And that's state bidding, so it doesn't matter what dealership we go to.
That
we
was
get,
just,
we
yeah,
get the same,
state price.
Same price. Just so everybody knows, it's
Well, Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
I have to say to Fred, I was walking my dog by your house trying to get your snowplow thing, but I didn't manage to do it. And one of the auxiliaries drove by, and I had mentioned, I thought the car was going to backfire. It made so much noise. Yeah. I mean, it sounded, as my mother would say, an old Greek, you should, and that's our auxiliary. I mean, it's not a complaint. It was a concern, and I realized they don't go on chases per se, but still.
Yeah, we need to
We have issues with this. I couldn't believe it because I was outside. I actually heard it.
Well, the problem is now we've lost one.
Right. Now we're down one. Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
you're not even going to be able to recycle,
Yes.
So you're only going to be able to do one, but at least it's something.
So I think what we need, and it doesn't have to be today, but I can always get the consensus because that would be the same, correct? We would order the cars, and then when they have to vote,
we'd have to do legislation.
So that'd be something we'd want to get done in June, we could talk about. So it's something to think about. I guess what the question is, it sounds like everybody's in agreement with getting one car because we're definitely down one car. But I think it's a matter of whether we want two or not, correct?
Mm-hmm.
More or less to talk about that.
Okay.
So why don't we...
Well, Mr. Mayor.
Go ahead, Fred.
We're actually down two. when you think about it.
Right, you're right, because of the mileage.
We're down two. We're not down. We lost one, but we are down two.
Correct.
So that's why the numbers, that's why when Stan came to us, he was requesting that we, you know, get two vehicles because we're going to be down two chase cars. So,
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, go ahead, Laura.
What if we order the two cars, but we want one now and we want one, say, 6 months from now or something, mm-hmm. that they just, you know, hold it up? That, in other words, we don't have to pay for that second car for like 6 months or something.
The money still has to be encumbered if we're doing it in legislation, so it will still show as an encumbrance. If it wasn't purchased until later in the year, you know, that would be fine, but that money will already be spoken for.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to come
out
of the budget.
That might give us some sort of a deal, I don't know, by doing it that way. Mm-hmm.
Say we want the two cars, but you don't have to get the second one, you know, in 2 months just to hold it.
It really won't make a difference. I mean, the purchase order has to be for the full amount. It doesn't matter when we take possession.
And it may make a difference as far as the added on, you know, the lights and so on. So when they run two through, it's, you know, instead of doing one and then doing one 6 months later. So
why don't we do this? Why don't, because we're not going to have it for legislation for next Tuesday, unless council felt they wanted to have it. We have some more discussions with the chief, Fred, and your committee, and then we can go from there and stuff, unless council does want to make a decision before next Tuesday. And that could, I mean, we could all, Mary can, you know, I know she communicates with everybody, and we could do it, but.
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, go ahead.
I know when Stan was in here, did he say that there was a lead time that they needed? How much of a lead time did they need for these vehicles?
16 weeks.
16 weeks was the lead for the police vehicles, so they need to put in as soon as possible because they're just starting for production, and then there is additional time needed for outfitting.
So it's just going to lengthen the amount of time that we're down one solid vehicle.
Right.
You know, if we wait on it, and it's not going to change the price.
Likely.
Well, then let's
to our favor.
Let's do this then. Okay. Well, if everybody's in favor of, we know we got to get one, and it doesn't. There's no difference in discount, like we're not losing any money by ordering one now, and what Gloria mentioned, and then maybe in a, you know, few months or whatever we decide we order the other one, or even legislation not too much after that, mm-hmm. and it's no difference in price. We certainly don't, if we can have an opportunity, if we're going to go with two and we're going to save money, then we got to really think about it. We're not going to do, you know, we don't want to lose any money by combining the two.
It doesn't appear that there's any discount loss for purchasing two. So I think one is the prudent thing to do, especially with the Leafer purchase. Once we get a little bit later into the year, we may be able to make another purchase that may not be delivered until early 2020. But I think it's probably, in my opinion, best to just do one at the time.
But out of financial, but we'll see what the chief mm-hmm. says.
Yes, mine is strictly a financial.
But right, and but I guess what I'm saying is, so if there is no difference, then and everybody's definitely knows we're going to order one, then we could put one on for next Tuesday if we wanted to, if you felt comfortable with that. So why don't we think about that? I'll talk to everybody, me and Mary, and then we'll get everybody's opinion. We'll give us some time to talk to the chief. Give some more details, make sure we'll look at it, make sure the bid package doesn't, that we're not missing any discounts if we break them up. We'll confirm that. But like you're probably right, because I think that's what was said before. But let's do that and talk to the chief too. But I think we're on the right track. I think we all know the sense of urgency now. It's kind of changed a little bit than last month with this one vehicle, the motor blowing on it. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Could we just prospectively put it on the agenda for next Tuesday? Then in between now and then, we get the information. If something changes, we can always table it.
Yeah.
Or first
Great
reading.
Idea.
Or first reading, exactly. But it's on there.
And we can always amend it if we went from 2-1, Carmen, or 1-2. That's another option.
Okay.
Good idea.
Good idea.
Is that what everybody like to do? And then we could always amend it. We could go with, do you want to make it for 2 or 1? Or what? How do you want?
Just the one. Is
just the one for now. Okay. So, make right. legislation for 1.
I have a question.
Yeah.
This is state funding. So no matter where you buy this car in the state of Ohio, it's $35,000, correct? Is that what you're saying?
No, there are, like, I believe Mike and Stan, when they were here, explained that with some of the warranties and the protection programs, the pricing was different. That's kind of how they make their money. The state bid for the vehicle is awarded between dealerships, doesn't go to a specific brand. So that dealership had the best pricing through the state for the car that they wanted. So okay. That's why they weren't going to Liberty Ford, where we've gone previously. They got the best pricing at this other dealership in a different city.
Okay.
The basically extras are what is more money.
Yeah. My question is, do we have to go to the state of Ohio? We're so close to Pennsylvania. Can we go buy cars in Pennsylvania? Mm-hmm. State, you know, the state prices in Pennsylvania or something? You know, it's right over the line, you know.
But we
I'm not aware Michigan. That there's reciprocity between the states. I don't know that. Certainly you can buy off the state list.
Yeah, the state list in Pennsylvania. I mean, if it's, we're so close to Pennsylvania that... Maybe
I think we should keep the money in Ohio, where we live. That's my opinion. I certainly don't want to... Why would we... I mean, yeah, what do you say? Maybe that's true, Laura. We can look into that. But to me, I think as a municipality... I think supporting our Ohio is important. That's just my opinion.
I can understand that, but then the state of Ohio really doesn't care when it comes to local, when they cut our funds.
Well, that's a matter of opinion. You know, it's a matter of opinion. But I'm hoping they help us. I'm hoping the state and our...
So?
Some people down there may be helpless, so I'd rather, I mean, that's just my opinion on how council feels. If you want me to ask to look to go out of state, that's up to you. If you want him to look for rebids, that's up to this body here. It's up to you guys. Yes, Ken.
Ken Jeckman, Conley Boulevard, 44 years. Years ago, when I was on the Bedford Police Department, they were in need of 2 police cars. At that time, the charge was $28,000 per car. Somebody had the initiative to go out and check, wait a minute, if we buy 1, it's 1 price. If we buy 2, it's another price. If we buy 3, it keeps getting cheaper and cheaper. So I think it was Consul or somebody went out to dealers, other cities and villages, found that Independence needed a car too, Parma needed a car too. So by the time the order went in, there was a total of 15 cars. Mm-hmm. And at that time, it went from $28 or $28,000 per car. Bedford paid $22,000 per car. So I'm wondering, is something like that available now? Mm-hmm. Would somebody have that initiative to go out and check to see, hey, does anybody else need cars?
I can ask the chief and see if that's been approached and if, I guess that's what we're saying, if there is anything, if anything's changed, that whether you buy, what they're saying, actually buying multiple cars doesn't change the price, but that, and so that's something we have to find out. It's a good
if it's available, if yeah, it's available, there's a chance it might be. If it's brought up with other
people, look into.
If it's brought up with other cities and villages that it's brought up, and say, hey, do you need a car? Would you want to come in with us? If that's available that way, if somebody will do it. But they did that back, and that probably goes back maybe 10 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
That was a good way of regionalizing, good, smart move on those communities, yeah.
Oh, are you sure? Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, we can look into that.
Mr. Mayor?
Go ahead.
The price that the police chief got for one car, two cars, three cars, all comes out the exact same. That's it's $35,127 yeah. per vehicle. Mm-hmm. If we purchase one, two, or three.
Yeah.
So that's the quote that we got.
Yeah. I'm shows how it's going up, because 10 years ago, it's
$28,000. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the time.
I'm not sure, but I think the way Stan explained it, I think this was the state, this is the state pricing. And so
they probably
the way they used to do it, you can't do that anymore.
They probably couldn't.
So, and again, like Jennifer said, they gave us a price for three.
Yeah.
And it comes out.
Well, at that time, we thought it was a blessing to get, $6,000 off on a car.
That's a lot of money.
And everybody else saved as much money. And there's 15 cars were bought at the same time.
I agree. We were just talking about the Leafer, and I thought that maybe somebody else needs a Leafer, and we just talked about this same thing. Two people went together, or three, or communities, or five communities. But
it's food for thought.
This was a state price that the way Stan explained it, that this was the number.
Yeah.
And like you said, he gave me the price on three, mm-hmm. and for three it's the same.
Yeah.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, just like the days you pay cash, you got a discount. They don't want you to pay cash. Sure. They want you to finance it.
The dealer's got to make money. The dealer's got to make money.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and the thing is,
but we can look into it. It doesn't hurt us to ask.
When you look at these vehicles that they're buying,
yeah,
I mean at $64,000 for two, but where did I have it here? $105,000 for three, but with these cars, the way they're loaded up, I mean, you're getting a good deal.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I mean, you or me can't go into the dealer and buy one of these cars for this price, loaded the way these are, mm-hmm. and special springs and mm-hmm. and we just can't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, so I guess that's, it's the way you set it up now.
Oh, sure, absolutely. That's understandable.
No.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Any other residents have anything before council to do with the safety committee, to do with the police cars? Go ahead, Josephine.
Josephine Mortal, 17850 Egbert Road. It sounds like you're more interested in buying just the one vehicle. If the second one goes out completely, how long does it take to get it? Because they have to put special features on these police vehicles versus just getting one off the lot.
Yes.
And how long would it take to get? I mean, it's really important that our police have the right vehicle and not have any problems, because you don't know what's going to ever happen. So I just wondered how long it would take. And how soon the other one's going to go, and how long it would take to get the second vehicle. I feel that the fact that we are paying extra taxes and extra fees, that we shouldn't short-sight our police department. That's my feeling.
Yeah, and Joseph, and that's something we don't. The communication we have and with the chief and the officers, they're very honest with us and what we bring to the body. So. We and our mechanic George there, who works on the police cars, we value their opinion and we take it. It's not, if he said there's no way he could provide the level of safety to our residents that's being provided right now without these two cars, I'm sure this body would make that decision. But the other car is able to be used. And we have the same, we haven't cut back on the amount of officers on patrol because there's a car out of commission.
Well, see, we cycle
the other cars. What the chief tries to do is, we try to equal the mileage, cycle them all together, but of course your older car has the most mileage and stuff. And so they're trying to get more out of it. But we're certainly not doing it at the expense of the safety of the village.
Okay, well, because I so appreciate everything they've done for me when Bill was sick, how fast they were there, how they helped out. Three times he walked away. that I feel like I want them to have the best. Thank you.
Right. And what we do with these older cars, as you've seen, we cycle them into the auxiliary, or we cycle them into the service department. But yeah, we certainly, if the chief were to come to that, and believe me, we value the opinion of the department heads, and we want them being honest with us and not be afraid to tell us, hey, this is what, and Fred knows, he has been communicating with the chief as chairman of the safety committee, and he'll take this back to him, and we'll go from there. So, but thanks, Josephine. So we'll put it on for one car, on for legislation, Bill, and we can go from there then. And we could always amend it to two or three or four. But makes Dan real happy.
But if any of the residents want to buy a police car for the village, you're more than welcome. I mean, you can.
Is that considered a tax write-off?
Josephine, no.
Anybody else have anything about the police car safety committee? Come on up, Jeff.
Jeff Alexander, 7312 Walton. I was going to save this question for the about the Leafer until I heard about the police car. I think the Leafer is a great benefit for everyone, but we use it, what, 2 months a year, Rob? Leafer? Yeah. All right. I'd rather see the money go towards a truck that can be used 12 months a year than a Leafer that's used 2 months a year. Maybe the village could offer recyclable bags for residents to bag their leaves and use that as we're paying more for the rubbish. Now, some people might say it's more work, but last year I probably put out 100 feet of leaves. Next day they were gone, not by the leaf, but by the wind. So they went someplace. And this year, I have no leaves in my yard, maybe two bags. So they do disintegrate over the winter. Just a thought, maybe the money could be directed. Put the leaf on hold, get the police car or a snowplow that Rob and Consul said that we really need. Leafers, it's a good service, but you can live without a leafer when it comes to the safety or the service. So,
food for thought, thank you.
Just
yeah. Thought. Thanks, Jeff.
Okay.
Rob, I might refer to you to if you want to add anything to that. I know. I mean, how do you feel about the importance?
There's nothing cool about a leafer. And I hated to come in front of council and even ask for the money for a leafer because I really would like.
Skip the mayor's position.
I'd like to replace the pickup trucks that are going on 20 years old. However, we make our decisions based on the residents, not based on the pickup trucks. I think I can squeeze maybe a little bit more time out of, but I know from where I stand, I can't not provide the leafing surface for the residents. I mean, I unless anybody wants, unless council says differently, I mean, everybody's got acre or acres. Not everybody has a wood line to blow them into, and that's an awful lot of bags to provide. And I mean, I agree with you. We had a bad fall last year. A lot of leaves blew all over the place, but just we'd be buying a lot of bags, and the residents like the leafing service. It's a nice service.
Well, like
same thing with the chipping service.
Well, they like being free locusts too. You've never paid for that. So let the rubbish man do a little work for that.
And us being careful with the budget, you know, if you were here last fall, we were impacted with disposal fees of leaves. We never had that before. That wasn't passed on. At least the leafing and the chipping is something that we can still offer the residents that we aren't charging you for. So we're going to do that as long as we can. That's why I asked for leafer. There's nothing cool about it, but it's a necessity in my eyes.
And you know, Jeff, I know, and you, if you were here last week, you know, Rob's, like all the employees, very passionate about the department, his employees, and the equipment. And we should actually have a field trip up there. If you've ever been up there, that service garage is beautiful. It's like, how many communities would love to have a service garage like that? One of the few communities that all the vehicles are in that garage at night. It houses all our vehicles, and that's why they're able to keep them nice. They wash them in the winter. They get that salt off them the best they can. But to make the point is, Rob did, when we were talking about the leaf, or just in a private thing, he's just like, Jeff, just like you said, you're right on about the truck, but he said, I think I can get a few more years out of the truck, and but the leafers, not there. You know, we would have to make a decision not to do leafing, but we can still operate with the trucks we have. So we know that's probably going to be coming before us, too. So that's, but we do have that in front of us, the leafer and stuff. So Rob, I mean, I guess not to put you on the spot, but we do know that our residents, that is a service. Same thing with the chipping. When our chipper was down, well, that was, you know, residents put out stuff all the time for it. It is a nice service. Go ahead, Rob.
I guess just one additional thing. A truck is more readily available. So, I mean, if a truck, unlike a police cruiser that needs to, I mean, we have a small upfit that we do to our truck, just, you know, with the lights and so forth. But we can get a truck relatively quick. A leafer, we have a 16-week lead time with. So, I mean, the leafers, because of the service, is not something that I can afford or we can afford to just go out. Too much of a lead time, and to borrow one is really not always that convenient.
And we borrowed one last year.
And we did last year.
I mean, it comes to a point you can't keep borrowing from your neighbor.
And we broke it.
And we fixed it.
And we broke it and we fixed it, yeah.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, go ahead.
Since we kind of switched, I think we've jumped from 7 to 9.
Yeah, we're going to get back to that.
Okay,
so.
Just so. It's yeah, okay that, with it me. It just
Jeff's
that we went right to the
brought it up because he did segue
sure,
from
and
the.
Kind of worked
from
right
the,
into it.
So let's back that up. There was no other thing. Now we're at our back, and there will be more discussion on the leafer when you get to that legislation if you need it. Number 8 is discussion on the mayor's position. I know you talked about it last week. I excused myself for that part of it. I'm going to do the same for it now. Just because I think that's the best for advice from the law solicitor also. So don't forget to come and get me. I'll let you, that's your thing, Mary, number 8 there.
Okay. Well,
let me grab my phone real quick. I'm sorry.
For our discussion last week, we all discussed whether or not we want to keep this part-time and keep the salary as we had designated at it's 46,000 and change.
500.
That's it, 46,005. And then Brian Spitznagel brought up the fact that we should make sure that benefits are not part of this position. And I believe that one of the residents spoke up last week and said, well, how do we know who's going to run really wants to be mayor? Well, the fact that benefits aren't included, this is a part-time position, the salary is what it is, you have to do this because you love this, because you have to fit it into your schedule if you do have another full-time job, and even if you don't, you have to be here when you have to be here. So with that being said, Mr. Mason put together the legislation in front of you. So you can say what you'd like, Mr. Mason.
Yeah, ordinance 230.01, that language in this ordinance is the exact same language that's in the current current code. Only thing that changed was the year November 5th, 2019, and I took out plus benefits. Mm-hmm. So there's no benefits, and other than that, it's the same language that currently exists. Back last summer, we changed it and inserted into a part-time position. So it's currently part-time. This legislation will remove the benefits to the position of mayor.
Any comments from any of the council people?
The ambiguity has been eliminated, so
I have a question. Katie, what is part-time for a regular employee here?
29 hours or less is part-time 29. Per LSA, so 30 hours and more is considered full-time.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
For Bill, I understand this is, and I actually pulled up the old one on the computer today, and that's all it does really is just takes out the term and benefits, which is what I suggested.
Yes.
Now, as far as the part-time, I know it's in the whereas council's desires to keep the mayor's position part-time. Is that in a different ordinance, or where is it?
Ordinance 2018-13 that we passed this summer.
Okay.
It made the position part-time.
And that will stay as is. Okay. Thanks.
Any other questions by council?
Madam Chair, I thought about what Councilwoman Terlosky brought up last week with times and things like that. I just don't see that. It's a good thought to think about, but I don't think this position can have a time clock put on it. And it's like our position or any other. It's not a time clock position. So I'm happy with the way it is now. I would vote for this.
Thank you, Ms. Spitznagel.
Yes, absolutely, it's fine.
Fred? I agree.
Gloria? Danny?
I'll support it.
Okay. Any questions from the audience, from the residents on this? Come on up, Josephine.
Josephine Wardle, 17850 Egbert Road. According to this, it says that the salary shall be determined from time to time by council. Now, does that mean the salary can increase or decrease? And also, plus annual adjustments pursuant to ordinance 2002-31 passed in 2002. Now, what does that, since, we don't have access to the ordinance, what is that ordinance? And also, too, does that mean the salary can be changed, either increased or decreased? Or is that going to be a fixed salary?
Right now, that's a fixed salary, but I'm going to let Mr. Mason explain to you how and when salaries can be changed, because it's very specific with regards to public office.
The ordinance that will be passed will make the salary at $46,500. The language in the codified ordinance that's currently existing that allows the salary to increase, I think it's on the
cost of living.
Cost of living, the national.
On the what?
Cost of living or the CPI?
Or sorry, CPI.
Yeah, the CPI, which is a federal index, I think, put out by the Treasury Department, and they will regulate the inflation number. I'm no accountant, but it's a number that's fixed every year by the federal government that will tell you whether it's 0.01% or 0.2%, whatever it is, and that's baked into the salary on an annual basis.
So that's what that ordinance stipulates?
Yes. And that ordinance was passed in 2002.
Yeah.
So that it's been in effect that way since.
But as for the 46.5, the council, is that going to be fixed for 4 years, or can the council change that according to it? Because it says they're determined time to time by council.
Right, and that's affixed by the CPI, by the Consumer Price
Index. Okay, just by
the
CPI.
Yes.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
We also, Josephine,
it's against the law for us to change, either raise or lower, in an elected official's pay while they are in term.
Okay.
So next year we couldn't give whomever the mayor was another $5,000 a year or take it away.
Okay.
This is what it is.
Right.
The following year they will tack on whatever the CPI is to that 46.5 and so on.
So whoever applies for this position knows that they're going to be, for 4 years, have that same salary plus the CPI.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. And it's going to be put in the paper so people do know, I mean, the residents, or it's into the journal.
About the position?
About the fact that this is going to be a part-time.
The legislation will be in the journal, yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, this was one of the reasons we wanted to get this put to bed.
Yeah.
So that whoever wants this position knows exactly what they're getting.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Sure. Anyone else? Well, if we're all ready, then I guess... Do we want to vote on this?
I think we want to put this on for the special meeting for one reading and go back to committee.
Yes, I agree. Okay.
So we'll have
first reading.
First reading.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah. So first reading.
First reading, and then this. Yes.
Is that what the body would like to do?
Yes.
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 Can we pull Don back in now?
Yeah, I mean, the contestant can come out from the...
It's been kind of nice. Been kind of nice without him. I don't know.
Well,
from behind door number three.
Quieter.
Things are running smooth. Right?
Shh. Here he comes.
Mr. Mayor, I think we lost our leafer.
Did you?
I think he had a call.
Rob did. I did walk outside with Rob, and he left. So,
okay.
So you're done with item 8. Do we want to move to item 9, discussion of leafer?
Yes.
Do we need to have any more conversation on that? Or, oh, just so you know, we do have it on the
agenda.
Last week, I told you the reason we have a special council meeting, because Bill ruled that we can't go into executive session from a COW meeting. So anytime you go into executive session, you have to have a special council meeting,
mm-hmm.
because it has to be, unless you're in your regular council meeting, it has to be done from a council meeting. So that's why we have it. So we knew we were having an executive session. So the council said, well, why not put these items on there? So just so you know, when we go to the special council meeting, whatever you do with that other one, but for this, it could either be first reading or we could pass it. Either it would be up to council what you want to do at that time. So if you wanted to talk about that, whether or not we want to do first reading or pass it, that might be some discussion now here in COW meeting before we get for the leafer. You know, because we do have next Tuesday a regular council meeting, so we could have the legislation on at that time. And this the same thing could go for the bids for Alexander Road. We know we are, you know, under a time thing, but Alexander Road, we're just, you know, accepting the bids. We've already gone out for that, so that's, but just so you know.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I think if we just put this on first reading this week, next week, the 1 week difference, we're still looking at the beginning of September before we're going to actually get the leafer. So,
and actually we don't have the bids. The bids will be for next week. They are not on the special council meeting.
They are not. No.
So that's so we have that. So you just have the two items for the special council meeting. And then after we take the vote in the special council meeting for that, then we would go in executive session, and there would be nothing after executive session that we would vote on or talk about out here.
Mm-hmm.
So anything seems like it good with the leaf, or what about the bids for Alexander Road resurfacing? Do we want to go over that?
Mayor?
Yes, go ahead.
I read this. That's ready to be, all the bids are in on that.
Right.
And the engineers made a recommendation. So, mm-hmm. so we're ready to vote on it.
Exactly.
So I don't know why we need a heavy discussion about it.
No, that's fine. Well, just in case you have any questions, we always have the legislation before the council meeting on there. I'm just asking if council's good, it will be on next Tuesday's legislation, Denny.
But the engineer recommends Roniak paving.
Correct.
And the winning bid of $397,200.
Okay.
That was it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And to point out, it's quite a bit below. The engineer's estimate for the project was $575,000. So Roniak is under that by a decent amount. So,
right.
And this project is one where we're receiving a grant, and there's an additional OPWC loan for the remainder, 0% interest loan.
For the remainder of what?
Whatever.
The difference that we don't have for the
grant. Well, the $397,200 is on us, totally.
No, the grant... This is for Alexander Road resurfacing from Northfield
Correct.
To Walton. So we have a grant and OPWC loan for that project.
Do you know what the number was, Katie, on that grant offhand?
I believe it was $150,000.
I thought it was somewhere around.
Something like that.
But that doesn't come off the $397,000.
It does.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Very good. Thank you. I was mistaken on that. Mark your calendar, I was mistaken.
Okay.
We haven't got a big enough calendar.
Too good to put that on the agenda.
Everybody
yes.
will have it on
yes.
the agenda.
Yes, put it on the agenda for next
That's
week.
That's all his mistakes, huh? You thought it was going to be easy.
Okay, are we good with item 10?
Yep.
Talking about the legislation? Okay, other business, all for the COW meeting. Just a reminder, we have morning meeting with the mayor tomorrow. Council meeting next week. Morning meeting with the mayor tomorrow is 9 to 11. And council meeting next week at 7. So that's all I have. Anybody have anything else before I ask for adjournment from the COW meeting? Okay. Is there a motion for adjournment out of the...
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion. We adjourn the COW meeting.
Okay. And
second. Councilperson Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlowski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Okay. Meeting adjourned at 8:32 p.m. Okay. Is everybody...